There was smoke in the air, but it came from a distance, drifting over her Fitch Mountain home on the late summer morning in 2008 that Laura Teets first began to think about fire safety. Then, when she attended a workshop at the nearby Healdsburg Fire Department soon afterward, she discovered she was living in the midst of a high-severity fire zone.
It has to do with how many trees there are and how much brush there is, how long it's been since anyone has gone through and cleaned up their territories.
Teets returned home, seeing her beloved terraced hillside through a new lens.
Lots of beautiful trees and some thick underbrush. We had some eucalyptus trees. We had some pampas grass. Almost everything that was on their highly flammable list was somewhere in our property. So I started by cutting down about 6 eucalyptus trees and cleaning out a lot of underbrush.
That also made it easier to walk the perimeter of the 3-acre property, which brought up another concern.
I realized that I had about 6 neighbors whose property touched mine. Some of them was nice and clear, and there were some places that had a lot of the same sort of stuff that I had. So I got thinking, you know, I'm only safe if my neighbors are safe.
Laura didn't really know those neighbors then, but she invited them all over for tea.
I told them what I had found out, and we got to working together, and then the light bulb flashed again, and I realized those neighbors had neighbors on the other side. So it became obvious to me that if a neighborhood was a concept which would encourage people to work together, then we needed a lot of neighborhoods.
Out of that grew the Fire Free Fitch program, which worked closely with local fire prevention officials to educate homeowners to the dangers around them, one property at a time, through what Teets calls walkabouts.
Anyone who lived in that particular neighborhood who wanted a fire official to walk their territory with them and tell them what would be most helpful, they would be able to get that direct information from a fire expert.
Almost 3 years since the Fire Free Fitch program got going, it recently reached its first goal, creating a ring of 40 separate neighborhoods all the way around the mountain. Along the way, it has also built and strengthened relationships among those neighbors. But Teets notes, it still remains a work in progress.
There are many neighborhoods that are almost entirely fire defensible. It's one of those things that you don't do and say, okay, now I'm done with that. It's an ongoing project. You have to keep doing it. Weeds keep growing. Pampas grass grows. Your trees start shedding. I came to the conclusion that fire-free Fitch is not just a slogan, it's a way of life.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.